Now, no matter what you do, you'll be hard-pressed not to notice the fresh coal because the 125th anniversary is upon us, and this very day it begins. And by way of proof of that, I have, but she's not here, but she's elsewhere, I have Laura Gilson with me. And Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. The last time we were in front of each other, and that's all history now.
That's right. It's all history.
You're not allowed out of the house. Firstly, how are you? You all right? Because you are...
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
You're the one in charge. You're the chief bottle washer now when it comes to the fresh coal, and you've brought it all together. It must have been, I presume, a bit of a nightmare to figure out how you're going to do it, was it?
Well, it was. We had been planning for various different scenarios because last year, obviously, we had to cancel the fesh at very short notice.
Yes.
And we assumed in our naivety that by this year, everything would be hopefully back to normal. And it became apparent as time went on that that wasn't going to happen. So we thought maybe we could have certain competitions in person and, you know, some things maybe live streamed, and we'd all these plans. But over Christmas, it became apparent that really the only way to go was to put it completely online. So we had to rethink the whole thing and set about making it completely virtual this year. So yeah, it's been quite the journey.
I bet it has. Well, I mean, the point is that you were determined, and I know when you're a CEO of something like the Fresh Coal, you have to say to yourself, well, hang on a second, we can't let another year go by. And also because it might lose a bit of impetus. So it's important, isn't it, to make sure that you do the best you can to have it exist. Isn't that the important thing?
Absolutely. And as you mentioned there in your intro, it is the 125th anniversary of Fresh Coal. So this wasn't the year to let it go.
No.
But you're right. I mean, it is easy for something to lose impetus.
Oh, yeah.
And even though the Fresh has been around for so long, we felt we owed it to the history of the Fresh and also to the young musicians who've been practicing so hard during lockdown and trying to keep the motivation going to have this for them to work towards when everything else is being cancelled right, left and centre.
Well, that's right.
So we're very happy that we're going ahead.
And you mentioned the history, and I'm curious about the history of it. And I'm just thinking about the fact that 1887 would have been the first one. Do you know anything about what it must have been like then? Have you any idea? Have you found out what... I mean, I presume it was fairly tiny initially when it started, was it?
Yeah, it was quite small. There was a big emphasis on composition and choirs. So there would have been a lot of kind of workplace-based choirs and community choirs. And there were obviously a lot of solo competitions as well. So it was very small. But at the same time, it didn't take very long for it to increase. There was obviously such a thirst for music, which is very, you know, very much part of the Irish history anyway.
Absolutely.
That it developed and grew very, very quickly. And then over time it evolved, the Fesh evolved more along the lines of the classical genre.
Yes.
You know, but there's still an element of the Irish, but that went in a different direction.
Yes,
and is equally strong.
And how big, in terms of the entries and in terms of those who want to take part, what sort of numbers are we talking about when you try and figure it out, Laura? I mean, what sort of number, do you know?
Well, yeah, in general, in normal years, Marty,
yeah.
We'd be looking at maybe about over 5,000 competitors. Yeah. Now, a lot of those would be from in the choirs. Of course, choirs are very strong in the Fesh, and unfortunately, this year we can't have them.
No.
But we'd be looking, in the order of over 5,000 competitors passing through the RDS and the other venues over the Fesh fortnight.
Isn't it a huge number of people, all with talent to share? Isn't it a huge number?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they come from all over the country,
which is
another thing that we love. You know, that it is a national festival and it's something that people travel to and it's a big day out. And,
well, that's the other thing. You put your finger on it. It is a big day out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day for families to be hanging around and where we go for the bit of lunch and making the trip. So it's an occasion. It's a bit like an All-Ireland in its own way. Isn't it, though? It's such an occasion. And sadly, you haven't been able to do that. But by golly, are you going to make a big effort to make it a real thing? Before we go any further, here's a little bit of Fineen Collins, who was so associated with the Fresh Coal. he's wonderful for Liam Collins. He really is. And he's a great flag waver indeed for the event. Now, listen, you're going to be in the RDS, okay? So I want you to take me down this road, Laura. Tell me how it is that you're doing this.
No, actually, we're not going to be in the RDS. We're doing it entirely online, so everything will be accessed via our website.
But you're not going to center it in the RDS. No, everything will be online, so you're not going
no.
to be...
You, but where, everything will where, be online. Because, so there's
no center place, is what I'm saying.
No. Not unless you consider my box room. No.
Well, I'm sure it's very attractive.
The central hall.
We've seen your cat already, that gorgeous shot at the end of your So how do you run it then? Tell me more, because I'm intrigued as to how this runs then.
Well, essentially, we have invited all our competitors to send in videos of their performance.
Yeah.
So each day... But at the same time, we're trying to keep it as close to the normal fesh as possible. So every day there'll be a selection of competitions. So today, for example, we have a selection of junior and senior vocal competitions, junior and senior piano, some woodwinds, some strings and ensembles. So through our website, you can click into whichever competition you want to view and you'll see those videos. So you can watch the videos of the performances. And then the adjudicators are, and those... The videos for the competitions on each day are taken down at the end of each day. So in that respect, it's similar to the normal fesh. You just have right. those competitions on the one day.
Yes.
And the adjudicators also only have access to those videos on the one day as well. And then they'll assess them. They'll give their adjudication, which they will record on video and upload. And that adjudication and the announcement of the winners will be available then from tomorrow, you know, the day after the competitions, because obviously with all the technology involved, there's a little bit more of a time lag.
Right.
So you're viewing performances and you can hop around from different, you know, from the comfort of your own home, you can hop around to different genres and different categories, and you can you know, choose what plan you're viewing for the day.
So do I go on to Fesh
Kjol? Yeah. Feshkjol.ie.
That's what I was just going to say. So Feshkjol.ie gets me in, and then I have options when I go in. Ah, I'm with you now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. No, because I was just trying to get a handle on
it. So it's completely different.
It really is.
Yeah, it's completely different. Yeah. And of course, everybody misses the live performance, but this is the next best thing.
Well, the point is, there are events... happening, not a lot, but there are events happening where people are attempting to do live performance. Well, they're doing live performance, and this is how they're doing it. It's being streamed or Zoomed or whatever it happens to be, and this is the only way that we can get. And also, it's access to live music, which we haven't had for a year, for God's sake. And that's the great thing about this as well, and real talent.
And it's great for the musicians themselves, you know, because even though, you know, they do miss out on that immediate feedback that you get with live performance in a room with the adjudicator and the family and friends and whoever else, you know, they still have an opportunity to put into practice everything that they've been working towards. So I think that's really important as well, you know. And another thing to mention is that, you know, we have quite a few prize funds and, you know, bursaries that we wanted to make available to our young competitors, because of course everything's been cancelled.
Yes.
There are any of the older ones who would have had gigs, they've all been cancelled. But now we're in a position where we're looking at the hope of emerging from all of this and getting back into something towards normality. And we wanted to make sure that not only do these have a performance opportunity, but they also have the possibility of maybe having a little bit of funding behind them when they emerge and maybe can put it towards, you know, masterclasses or lessons or travel or whatever, you know, once it becomes possible again.
Well, that's very important because, as we know, so many people have found that their livelihood has disappeared. These are people who depend on it. So for those coming up and those that you're dealing with all the time in the Fesh Kjol, they need such support. It is so important because not everyone can afford to be backed by mum and dad or whatever, do you know? And that's the important thing. It's
absolutely
so important to be able to. It's a great shame about the choirs, but the choirs, I am told, musically speaking, will be the last thing to come back.
Yeah, it's the most difficult. Now, some choirs around the country have been doing kind of composite, you know,
yes,
Zoom rehearsals and that, just to keep everything going. Because, of course, you know, there's a social element to a lot of, you know, everything that goes with it, as well as the musical element. But for schools and the people that we would be dealing with primarily, it's just too difficult at the moment, right, you know.
And what are you going to do with all your trophies? Yeah. What are you going to do with all your trophies and your cups that you can't send out? What happens to them? You have them for next year.
We're going to spend the year polishing them.
Of course. And engraving this year's winners on them, presumably.
And engraving... Actually, that is something we are going to do. So you're right. We're not going to send out the trophies.
No.
But we are going to make sure that this year's winners' names are engraved on the trophies.
Yeah.
So that when they do go back into circulation next year, hopefully...
They'll be there.
They'll be there, and continuity of recording will be maintained.
Absolutely. Because
yes,
that stuff is so important to people that you're recognised. And I mean, you know, making the effort, having the talent, yes, but making the effort, and then you don't want it to just be, you know, good luck, thanks very much, that was great, you won. Yeah, it's important that there's a record of it, and of course you have that there forever and a day, which is very important.
Absolutely, and it's lovely when people win and they get the cup, the first thing they do is they look back, and they might see their teachers
there from
you know, some years before, or they might see some people who've gone on to have fantastic careers. So as well as being a historical kind of record, and a historical artifact, really, some of these, you know, it's very inspiring for people to see, you know, the people who have come before them through the Fesh.
Absolutely.
And who have gone on to make careers.
Well, as you say, the importance this year of maintaining it, but the fact that it's 125 years old, that's the important thing. And there is a wealth of history in there. Well, listen, we're going to finish up. We've Tara Rocht, who's no stranger to the Fesh, and we've got a lovely Carol Mio Ben from Harp, which we have to play us out. Good luck with it from today, because the Fesh Goal is running not just for a few days, but right through to the 26th of March.
That's right. Yeah, right through to the 26th of March. We don't have competitions listed for Saturday and Sunday, but from Monday to Friday this week and next week, we have loads of competitions. We have about 136 competitions still. So even with the ones that we weren't able to run, we still have lots and lots of entertainment.
You won't get a minute's sleep. Do you know that?
I have a caffeine drip set up here in my little office.
Very clever.
Chocolate in the drawer. I'll be fine.
Good for you, Laura. Good for you. Well, CEO of Fesh Goal Association, Laura Gilson. Laura, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Next time, hopefully, you'll be able to come in and have a cup of tea with us.
I hope so, Marty. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Laura. Cheers.